It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Much love to everybody tuned in all over North America. I don't care who you are, where you're at, what you're doing. Thank you for being here. I'm in Georgia. Thank you to our super producer and host. He's in New York City. His name is Ryan Hickey. This is when the show gets started every weekday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Hey, listen to this. We are a little more than 24 hours away from the start of the NFL draft. Of course, we're going to talk a lot of football today. A matter of fact, 20 minutes from now, we're going to have a chat with someone who played 8 years in the NFL, and then he spent the past 25, almost 30 years in media. We're going to have a great chat with Mike Golic. Yeah, Mike Golic is going to come through and join us in about 20 minutes. Of course, outside of the NFL, outside of the draft, we got the NBA playoffs. They're still rolling around. Damian Lillard, he made his return last night. Wasn't the best, okay? We got the Lakers. They were able to bounce back. The Bucks are down 0-2 against the overrated Tyrese Halliburton and the Pacers. And you know what? How about this? Next hour, we'll have a chat with Alan Sliwa to talk about the Lakers. How far can they go? Luka bounced back. LeBron bounced back against the Wolves. Do they have enough? So we're going to talk NFL football with the draft. We'll talk NBA playoffs. And then how about this? Of course, it is Wednesday. Every single Wednesday, I bring you a new top six list. And today, well, in honor of the NFL draft, we're going to take a look at six quarterback busts. We're going to give you the biggest list, the top six quarterback busts since the year 2000, not named Jamarcus Russell. Okay, Jamarcus Russell is up. He's too easy of a bust. Everybody can pretty much think of him. I'm going to give you six other guys that have been busts over the last quarter century. A lot to get into, a lot to talk about. You can always listen to the show on the free Odyssey app, your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. You got Sirius XM, it's channel 375. You got a smart speaker, ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. Simple as that. You want to call? You could do that too. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. You can find me on the internet. I exist there as well. I am all over the place. I am at JR Sport Brief. That's at JR Sport Brief, all over the place on the internet. The good places, the bad places, and everything in between. Hickey, how are you, man? You doing good on this Wednesday?
J to the R, yes, I am excited for the draft. You know what I'm actually excited for more than the actual draft itself? I'm excited for draft season to end.
Oh, wow. You tired of the lies? Are you sick of the rumors and the trashing of the players, the baiting of the players? What are you tired of here?
All
of
that. You know why? Because I feel like this is the only time of the year where I truly feel lost and uncertain. Because at least, like, we're talking about games, right? Well, I know what happened. You know what happened because we watched the game. We can at least explain what's going on because we saw it happen. Here, it's all, like, secrecy because all these meetings we're not privy to. It's all anonymous reports from GMs and execs. So it's all just, like, hearsay, and I feel like we're kind of forced to go with it because, like, what else do we have? Oh, this person is – this team's interested in this guy. Or this team said that this guy had a bad interview. And it's like, I can't argue – for or against it because I don't know. I'm not in the interview room. So like it's almost like you just like we're sitting there having really no idea what's going on. It happens for months. Like you said, we're getting lied to a lot. We don't really know. We're getting told the truth. We also don't really know. I can't wait for it to be all put to bed and we finally see the actual answers and results around this time tomorrow.
Yeah. Around this time tomorrow, I think we pretty much know what will take place at number one overall. I think the Titans have shown their cards. Cam Ward has shown their cards. It's inevitable that we'll see Cam Ward going to the Tennessee Titans. Things will get very interesting by the time we pull up to the number two and three spot. You know, what do the Browns do? What do the Giants do? And, you know, all things considered, Hickey, by the time we get to the New York Giants tomorrow, they got it pretty easy, huh? I mean, whoever is not is gone, whoever falls into their lap, just take him. Like, I think we can all pretty much agree at this point. It's not going to be Shador for the New York Giants. I'd be shocked if that were the case. It's likely to be a safer option and a safer pick like Abdul Carter, like we've discussed. And so the New York Giants, if Travis Hunter is gone, if Cam Ward is gone, it is very simple. Go ahead and pick Abdul Carter. I think the Giants got it easy, even for all the crap they've taken over the past year.
I would agree, right, because the decision essentially made for you. And so if Abdul Carter ends up being a bust, let's just say, well, in 5 years, Joe Shane, wherever he is on a second, third job, maybe in the meeting, be like, well, we love Travis Hunter. We wanted him so bad, but the Browns weren't traded. So we got Abdul. Like, yeah, you're right. The decision's made for them. Unless they truly just want to get really crazy and actually were putting on a smokescreen this entire time and take Shador at three.
Wow. Wouldn't that be great? I mean, this is the part of you never know. Like, who's telling lies? I mean, everything that you hear right now about Shador, he's leaving tips about potentially being snatched up by the Pittsburgh Steelers, and Mike Tomlin is having to respond to comments, and hey, it doesn't matter about my relationship with Deion. Shador is great. That's why we sat down and met with him. So tomorrow's fun. You know, I get socks for Christmas, okay? Nothing exciting about socks for Christmas. I'll tell you this. Tomorrow, not knowing who goes where and what happens, that's exciting for me. I'm looking forward to it. We'll have the coverage right here for you on the Infinity Sports Network. Myself here based in Atlanta, Georgia, and Bart Winkler, who is going to be not just in Wisconsin, not in Milwaukee. He's going to be up in Green Bay live to kind of go ahead and get all the news, get all the information from us. He'll be live. Him and I will cover the draft like we have been doing. And so that'll be a great show starting tomorrow. Looking forward to it. A matter of fact, to switch gears just briefly before we get Mike Golic here with us, in about an hour, we have no idea on a basketball court in Boston whether or not Jason Tatum is going to be ready to go. We shared with you last night that he's pretty much a game-time decision. He's questionable to play. The Celtics already have a 1-0 series lead against the Orlando Magic. And does Tatum need to play for them to win? Hell no. He is not needed. A matter of fact, this is not even going off on a tangent. If Jason Tatum sat out the entirety of this series, if he didn't play another minute, if he didn't play another second, I'd give the Magic 2 games max. I still think the Celtics will go out there and get the job done. And so Tatum had that x-ray, and, you know, they're in the process of warming up right now, this minute, this second. So we should find out at some point over the next 45 minutes, 30 minutes, whether or not Jason Tatum is going to go out there and suit up. But even still, someone who is not happy at all with what took place is veteran Al Horford. I mean, we've talked a lot about Al Horford, especially given what the Florida Gators just did, winning a championship. Al Horford on the last squad to do it for the Gators back-to-back in 06 and 07. But besides that, Al Horford was not happy with the foul by Kentavious Caldwell-Pope that injured Jason Tatum. And Al Horford spoke yesterday, and he said that KCP, he was doing too damn much.
Did you think there was something extra there? Or,
yes.
You know, what were you trying to convey?
Yeah,
to
no, there was something extra. It was about the second or third time that especially KCP went at him in that way. So, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. Yeah, he went and hit him. He's right. He got him. Have you ever seen Al Horford fight anybody?
Never. I can't even remember him so much as in a skirmish, even, like, right, really getting close, mixing.
Now, I don't know if that's I guess that could be one of, probably a lot of respect, right?
Yeah, I mean, he's not a cheap player. He doesn't take dirty shots. He's not really mixing it up on the ground that much, or is not hated. Yeah, I think it's a sign of respect by a lot of people in the league of, that's Al Horford, seems like a nice guy. No reason to try to, you know, push him around or start something.
Yeah, and it feels like he's been the same guy from when he was with the Gators. I feel like he's been the same dude, the same player, Now he takes, over the course of time, he started to take more threes and jump shots. But yeah, Al Horford, a lot of respect all over the NBA. You really ain't beefing with anybody. But today, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, the guy who injured Jason Tatum, we don't know if he's going to play yet, he spoke today. And KCP just said a couple of hours ago, man, I wasn't trying to hurt that man. It's just playoff basketball.
Just a foul, playoff basketball. You know, at the end of the day, this is how I play. This is how I've been playing in the playoff basketball. Hard foul is a hard foul. I really not caring about what anybody says. I'm still going to play how I play, how I'm supposed to play for my team.
All right, so we'll see. Hickey, you think he gets – somebody has to give him a hard foul tonight, right? Somebody has to send him a message?
Yes, but now I'm just trying to rack my brain. Who would it be?
Nobody. Yeah, I have to think about that, too. Nobody.
Like, Jaylen Brown probably, I would say, is the toughest guy, would you say? Like,
nah, I would say Horford, but Horford ain't going to hit him. He may just knock down some – they're going to try to embarrass him. That's what they're going to do. And especially – and I think Tate, you think Tatum's going to play? I think he'll go out there and play.
I'm going to buy the reports of him being doubtful. I don't think so. In part because, like you said, you're already up 1-0. It's the Magic in general. I don't think you have to push it. A few extra days of rest probably do him more good than try to play him 25, 30 minutes tonight.
The guy's mom was outside the locker room saying, you want me to go to the Magic locker room? He's not trying to be a tough guy tonight?
I don't think so. Not tonight.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Or maybe he could. I think it's in the best interest if you're the trainers to say, Jason, maybe you want to be tough tonight. Not tonight.
Oh, so Joe Mazzulla will actually listen to the trainers this time, huh?
I actually found this yesterday. Or I should say earlier today. Did you see the answer that Joe Mazzulla gave when he was asked about why he told the trainers not to go tend to him?
Uh-oh. No, I did not. I did not hear. I didn't even know somebody asked him that. What happened?
It was one-word answer. He said, where did it come from? Love.
He said love?
Love.
He
I'll try
yelled,
to find you the audio fast here, but love.
He told... this man is writhing on his back in pain. Joe Mazzulla tells the trainer, do not run out onto the court. Joe Mazzulla, like a complete nut, yells and screams down the court for Jason Tatum to get up. The guy could have had a broken wrist, and he's screaming at him to just get up. And the reason why is just love. Wow. Hickey, I know this man is married. God bless him. None of my business. I think he has, what, 2 kids I think I've seen him with, right?
Yes, I think you're right.
I hope the love he shows at home is different than the love he shows to his team, you know. I would expect it to be. I hope that's the case. I hope his kids don't want to play basketball. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, he doesn't mess around. Those are going to be tough kids no matter what, with Joe Mazzulla as your dad.
Yeah, he's a love. Wow. Hey, at least Hickey had that answer rehearsed. He knew that was eventually coming. Maybe. Wow. Yeah, the Boston Celtics and the Orlando Magic, they'll get after it in an hour from now. We'll let you know once we have word on whether or not Jason Tatum is going to suit up. We got another matchup. This game, if you're asking me, is a complete waste of time. We have the Cavaliers and the Heat, and then we got another, what should be a good one tonight. Let's see if the Warriors take a 2-0 series lead against the Houston Rockets down in Houston. These Rockets are supposed to be young and up and coming. Fred VanVleet had a terrible game one. He can't be as bad as he was that last go-around, so we'll see what happens in both of these games. And then last night, two good ones, kind of, sort of. Well, not really. Come on. The Lakers bounced back to beat Minnesota. Excuse me. Pardon me. 94-85. Luka had 31. LeBron had 21. Austin Reeves had 16. Julius Randle, Anthony Edwards had 27 and 25 points apiece. And nobody else did anything. Okay, Michael Conley was like basically sleepwalking throughout the game. Maybe he needed some Geritol. I don't know what he needed to, give him a little bit of life out there. I mean, after they got smacked around in game one and everybody called LeBron James old, what else is new? Well, for bad reasons. LeBron James says J.J. Redick tore into our backside. Listen to this.
You know, we know J.J. is going to spaz out from time to time. That's J.J. And so it's... at this point for us is, you know, obviously we need to listen to the message and not the way how he's delivering it.
Yeah, well, and speaking of crazy coaches, yeah, Joe Mazzulla, I don't want to say he has an equal. J.J. Redick has some catching up to do a lot. But J.J. Redick liked how the Lakers responded last night and started to push them around.
Again, we were physical. I think, you know, we playoffs require a different level. And like I said pregame, it took us about 2.5 quarters in game one to get to that level of physicality.
Wow, yeah. Hickey, he's turned into a psycho, too. I guess being a coach in the NBA will do that to you, huh?
Would you say turned into or just always has been?
Well, how much do we really know or hear from J.J. Redick until he started on TV and with the podcast, really, and then he was on TV?
But even like in TV, I feel like any time we would talk about J.J. Redick's comments, it's because he's getting mad, he's yelling at someone, he's always miserable, he's, you know, poo-pooing the old heads in the NBA and knocking them down. It feels like he's always had a little crazy curmudgeon in him, and now it's just magnified because we hear him talk every single day, twice a day, usually, you know, where he's not too happy about how his team's playing.
So you don't think he turned into this? J.J. Redick was always this.
I think he's always been like, this is who he is. Now we just see it more because it's amplified because we hear him a lot more than we used to.
Okay. Yeah, possibly. I wouldn't disagree with that at all. We'll see what J.J. Redick does. Is he's will probably be miserable after every victory and loss that the Los Angeles Lakers have here in the postseason. Someone that J.J. Redick, he may not want to sound like, is Doc Rivers. Because Doc Rivers certainly gets his head beat in by the fan bases. It doesn't matter what fan base he's coaching at the moment. And right now, not looking good. The Milwaukee Bucks down 0-2 already against the Pacers. They lost 123-115. Damian Lillard made his return. 14 points in 37 minutes. 4 of 13 shooting. Giannis had to carry the load again. 34 points. Doc Rivers, he was asked if he still feels good. Listen to the question. Listen to his raspy voice. I sound like him. Here's his answer.
I guess you just start game three and trust that adjustments will be made and things.
We'll just see. You know, we have time. We have 48 hours. I'm not going to tell you what I'm doing right now because I don't know. You know, but we'll figure it out. I'm very confident about this series.
Yeah, people love beating up on Doc Rivers. And he says, I don't know. I mean, that's the type of clip that you can save forever. And people will play it back in perpetuity. Another game last night, you can roll your eyes at this one. The Thunder beat the Grizzlies 118-99. OKC now has a 2-0 series lead. Pretty soon, Ja Morant will have an entire offseason where he can bust all of the guns that he wants. Their head coach of the Thunder, Mark Daigneault, he says, man, our offense and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and 27 points, he says, we're spectacular.
All the way through, Joe, everybody that touched the court, played with confidence, played the right way, and we're going to need that, you know, in all these games. Going to be different guys on different nights.
Yeah, let me know when the Thunder reach the West Finals, okay? Like, let me know when they got a competitive series here. Playing against the Memphis Grizzlies, well, Ja Morant probably wants to go to the mall, probably wants to go to the strip club. I'm sure there's a lot of things that he wants to do that have nothing to do with basketball. What a crazy draft that was, right? You got Zion Williamson, fat, can't stay out of trouble, and he's sleeping with everything with two legs. You got Ja Morant on the other side, just out here, thinks he's Yosemite Sam. It's just a wild situation. You think back to that draft. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Of course, the NFL draft is tomorrow. We're going to have a chat with Mike Golic in a few minutes later on in the show. Of course, it's Wednesday, a new top six list. We'll take a look at the top six quarterback busts since the year 2000, not named Jamarcus Russell. So we got a lot of football, a lot of draft talk and NBA. We'll see if Tatum will play. There's a lot to do. Congratulations. It's the start. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We're a little bit more than 24 hours away from the start of the NFL draft. And right now we have someone joining us who is an 8-year veteran in the NFL. Someone who had a career on radio, television, still doing it big, online, all over the place. Joining us right now is Mike Golic. Mike, how are you, man?
I'm doing well. Just getting ready to hear the names of the next batch of millionaires in the NFL. I went through this in 1985, but I was for you youngsters out there, there were actually 12 rounds, used to be 12 rounds in the draft, and I was in the 10th round. So I certainly wasn't called right away.
Hey, Mike, we're going to talk about some of the guys who are going to get drafted tomorrow. Also, we're going to find out some information about what you're doing with Dexcom and Dexcom U. We'll get to that in a moment. Let's talk about someone that we heard is not going to be in Green Bay tomorrow. We've heard so much about Shador, his rise, his fall. What are your thoughts on him? Now people are saying he might even fall out of the first round.
Yeah, it's wild. There's that player every year, right? I mean, somebody falls, and when it's a quarterback, you know, you go back to Aaron Rodgers, you know, when he fell in the draft. Brady Quinn, when Brady Quinn was sitting in the green room at the draft and had to wait, you know, wait a long time and went into the Roger Goodell's, you know, suite, you know, so it wasn't on camera all the time. So there's always that player that drops, and when it's a quarterback, it gets magnified. So with Shador, you know, it's anywhere from 3 to 21 to out of the first round. I don't think he's going to go 3 to the Giants. The next team up, out, barring trades, obviously, we can't figure trades, is 9 with New Orleans that could use a quarterback, especially if Derek Carr's shoulder injury is bad enough to where he is going to miss time. And then after that, you don't have a team in need of a quarterback till 21 in Pittsburgh. And, you know, you start to hear Jackson Dart's name a little more, Tyler Shuck's name a little more, Jalen Milroe's name a little more. So I wouldn't blame Shador for not being that guy that the camera is constantly on as pick after pick goes on.
Mike Golic is here with us on the JR Sport Brief Show Coast to Coast. Do you think there's an ideal team where he might be a fit given what we saw at Colorado?
Well, I like Pittsburgh. I mean, Mike Tomlin is so well respected, you know, and there's talk. The talk of Shador, he's a very confident person. Some people like that. Some people hold it against him. I don't hold any of that against a player. I just care what they do on the field. There are those that say basically he's only been coached by his dad. So how is he going to take coaching from somebody else? Again, we have no idea what to believe there. We shouldn't believe the negative. But I'll say being coached by Mike Tomlin. Mike Tomlin is one of the most respected head coaches in the league for a while now. So that would be someone. And the system with Arthur Smith, the offensive coordinator, he likes a running game. So that doesn't put too much pressure on the quarterback, even though they do have DK Metcalf and Pickens as well, good weapons to throw to. But it tries to lean on a running game, though they lost Najee Harris as well. The more pressure you can keep off any, really, not just Shador, but any rookie quarterback, the better off you are.
Mike Golic here with us on the JR Sport Brief Show. Mike, you played in the trenches. How important is that? We know it's not sexy at the beginning of the draft. People look at the skill position guys. But when you think about the dudes on the defensive line, the offensive line, they get the job done.
Well, I mean, look at two guys that just retired from the Dallas Cowboys. Right. Tyron Smith and Zach Martin, not sexy picks when they were picked, but both going to walk into the Hall of Fame. You know, you talk about, say, a team like the Raiders at 6 looking at Ashton Jeanty. Well, I mean, do you take an Ashton Jeanty before you help fix your offensive line? You know, a back is really not going to be able to flourish until you have a good offensive line. Look at what Saquon Barkley was not able to do in New York and then was able to do in Philadelphia because you had a good offensive line in front of him. Not to say that Barkley needed it, but you know, when you see a running back running free, we tend to pat the running back on the back, which you should, but the O-line's the one opening the holes. So you wonder, will Vegas go with O-line, try and secure that? Because it is a deep running back draft, even though Jeanty is the clear-cut number one.
Hey, Mike, we hear so much about the quarterbacks, and we just talked about the dudes in the trenches. Is there a player in particular that you've seen during the course of the draft process that you don't think is getting as much attention as they should get?
Well, the guy that I'm really kind of interested in is Mike Green, the edge rusher from Marshall. Now, he put up some really good stats at Marshall, but he's a guy who, you know, because, you know, Marshall's obviously a big time school, but he's 6'4". He's 248, not the biggest edge rusher in the world. You know, that position kind of changed when I got out of the league. That used to be a tweener, used to be too small for a DN and too big for an outside backer. Now they're great edge rushers. The edge rushers come in all shapes and sizes, from a guy in the 240s to a Myles Garrett, you know, who's a bigger dude. But I'm looking forward to what he does. Now, he's getting a lot of, obviously, pub, but I'm really looking forward to what he does when he gets drafted. He'll obviously be a first rounder, but he's an intriguing one to me.
And Mike, there's so much attention paid to the quarterbacks that'll get drafted tomorrow, but we still got guys like Kirk Cousins and then also Aaron Rodgers floating around here in the ether. Do you think Kirk is going to get moved over the next couple of days?
Well, I tell you what, it seems like Atlanta's playing the game. You know, it's lying season. Nobody tells the truth on anything before the draft. That do they want to hang on to Kirk in case of an injury to Penix, or if Penix doesn't play well? I don't think that'll happen. I think Michael Penix, now Jaden Daniels may be disproving that after his rookie year. I think Penix is going to be one of the best quarterbacks in that class eventually. But do you want to hang on to a solid veteran should something happen to Penix? Or is that all just BS talk and you're eventually going to trade him? Now, you're not going to get a lot for him, but there are teams that are looking for him. I could see him getting moved. Aaron Rodgers is the interesting one. Is he waiting to see if Minnesota decides J.J. McCarthy isn't ready? Well, I mean, I don't know how the hell you're going to tell that in OTAs, you know, and before you even get to preseason. Aaron also may be waiting for a contending team to lose a quarterback to injury and sign him. He may not see Pittsburgh as a contending team, so he may try and hold out. I don't think he wants to retire. I think he wants to play, but I really think he wants to get a ring. So it's either Minnesota would probably have a good chance with the weapons he'd have to throw to, or if he waited to see if there was an injury to a contending team's quarterback.
Mike Golic is here with us on the JR Sport Brief Show. We saw what a team like the Eagles did last year in the draft, correcting their defensive back room. The addition of that, Saquon, a few other tweaks helped get them over the hump to that championship. Do you see a similar team that can make a tweak or two, add a good guy here in the draft and kind of move up?
Well, I think the Buffalo Bills did one of the best offseason jobs of forgetting, you know, bringing in Joey Bosa and Palmer, the wide receiver from the Chargers, but re-signing their own. That's something in free agency that people can't overlook. When you re-sign your top wide receiver, your top rusher, obviously your quarterback as well, one of your top linebackers, keeping those guys in the fold. The Eagles have become very good at that, though they did lose a couple of players, usually lose a couple of players who get offered big money after you win a Super Bowl. But them holding on to their own, you know, they're between them and Baltimore with Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson. You're trying to overcome Kansas City while you have Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson in their prime. Lamar's winning MVPs. Josh Allen wins an MVP, but neither can get past Mahomes in Kansas City. So they keep trying to retinker and reload to do that.
It's a wild situation. It's going to be interesting to see what later on this year looks like. But let's talk about something coming up. Fill us in, Mike, about Dexcom and Dexcom U, and give us this information.
Well, Dexcom U has been going on for 4 years. Dexcom has an NIL with athletes. It's in its fourth year. It's been doing that. But it's its first year of an open call. May 23rd is the deadline for it. And you can go to dexcom.com/DexcomU. And basically, it's the only NIL for athletes with diabetes. So, and it's not just how great a player that they are. It's how they're involved in the community, their support group. You know, I've been diabetic since I was 42, 20 years ago. And the one thing I found in going around was people try and hide their diabetes, thinking it's a mark upon them when it's not. So what this is doing, and it's great to do for student athletes at a younger age, is to be open about their diabetes, to have support groups, to understand that there are players, that there is a Mark Andrews in the NFL, the tight end with Baltimore, A.D. Mitchell, wide receiver with the Colts, Blake Ferguson, a long snapper with, I believe, Miami, all playing professional ball with diabetes. So I love what Dexcom is doing, is opening this up to young athletes to, again, make hey, well, I have diabetes. This is how I'm dealing with it. Be role models for those that are coming up that or even that are older than them and may have been kind of keeping it hidden instead of finding that support group and finding that support. I think it's awesome, absolutely awesome what they're doing to really bring it to light. Say, hey, I have diabetes. I'm learning to deal with it through the help of Dexcom, and I can be a role model to others.
Hey, Mike, I love the fact that you're here sharing this information. You even dropping news I knew about Mark Andrews, didn't know about, you know, A.D. Mitchell. This is news to me. And I think it lets everybody know that it doesn't matter. You could be a prime athlete or you could just be Joe Schmo. Hey, you got to absolutely take care of your health. Mike Golic is here with us on the JR Sport Brief Show. As we start to wrap up, you talk about NIL. Things are very different from back when you were at Notre Dame. What are your thoughts on this current college system that's just kind of haphazard?
Well, I think the adults in the room let the players down, let the student athletes down. The NCAA ran from this when NIL started. They wanted no part of it. They left it up to the commissioners, and there were no guardrails. So it was literally like the wild, wild west. And I don't blame players for trying to sign and get money from anywhere. I mean, hey, do it. You're allowed to do it. The biggest difference is there used to be a bag that was handed underneath the table that was illegal. Now it's right on top of the table. So while instead of those looking at NIL and the portal and complaining about it, first, the adults need to get some guardrails. That's on the adults. Second, it's not going back. You know, you could use whatever adage you want. The horse is out of the barn. The toothpaste is out of the tube. It's not going back. So how do you deal with it? You're seeing colleges hire GMs to run programs. It's more like professional programs. And there's going to be revenue sharing from colleges to student athletes. And then also NIL as well. The big thing is there need to be some guardrails. And guys and men and women, the student athletes, are looking to get their money, and that's fine by them. That is the one cool thing with Dexcom and what they're doing. It's kind of NIL with a purpose, right?
Yeah.
It's NIL, but it's making aware that you can be a student athlete with diabetes. So I think there's a little more to this, which I really love. But as far as NIL overall, it's not going anywhere, but it needs guardrails. It needs some kind of road to go down. Right now, players can do whatever they want. And again, I don't blame them. I blame the adults in the room not putting up guardrails.
Hey, Mike, I'm going to put you on the spot. You're an adult in the room tomorrow. You select Travis Hunter. What do you do with him?
So I play him both ways, but I play him mainly on defense. I think he can play more on defense and supplement on offense. Now, he said he wants to play every play. I don't care what kind of a great athlete you are. There's one thing to play 120 plays in college and playing 120, 130 plays in the NFL, where the talent level, everybody is talented. Everybody is fast. Everybody is physical. And I would worry about him, you know, at wide receiver in Colorado, he had a lot of routes where he was wide open. That doesn't happen much in the NFL. Those windows are tighter. The aggression is closer. Now, you can't hit a receiver like you used to hit in my day, but still, there's a lot more hitting, hard hitting that goes on. So I would play him both ways, but you know, the more you have him on the field, the more the chance that he can get hurt as well. But I absolutely use his athletic ability, but I mainly have him on defense.
Hey, Mike, I appreciate the time. Mike Golic, great on the football field, great media pro, great sharing information to help people out. Drop that info about how we can follow you as well as Dexcom.
So it's an open call where coaches, families can nominate these athletes for Dexcom U. It's until May 23rd. It's at dexcom.com/DexcomU. Like I said, it's a great program. As far as me, my son and I will be doing a show again starting up very soon. Not much. I every now and then I think about retiring, and my wife's like, "What are you going to do? You know, you sit there and you love talking about sports. Plus, she doesn't want me in the house with her all the time. So I'm going to keep going with a while, especially if I can talk about great things like Dexcom."
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Thank you oh so much to former NFL player and media personality Mike Golic for coming through and having a chat with us, not just about NIL, which is a crazy space. We'll get into this at some point in the show. Arkansas wants his money back from Madden Iamaliava. Like, we had his brother holding out from Tennessee, and now we got teams and schools that are just like, give us our money back. And then you got players who are trying to hold out until the summertime because it actually might be legal for the schools to end up paying the student athletes directly. And so what a wild world college sports is. We had that conversation with Mike Golic as well. If you missed a minute or a second, go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app, and you can hear that full conversation. Great conversation. Everything from Travis Hunter to Shador to draft steals. Thank you to Mike Golic. We also got a little bit of news as well while we were coming out of the break, and this is kind of crazy. Jason Tatum is officially out. Okay, because the Boston Celtics are also very fancy. They can't just say he got a messed up wrist. It is a right distal radius bone bruise. Out. Thank you, Boston Celtics. You could have just saved me time and just said, the guy's wrist is jacked up. The Orlando Magic suck. We think we could beat him without Tatum, and we're giving the guy a day off. That would have been perfectly fine. Not enough. And it's kind of crazy. Before the game, that old crazy Joe Mazzulla, who told Jason Tatum, man, get up, your wrist is nothing. He told the trainer not to check on him. Before the game, before we knew that Jason Tatum would be out, Joe Mazzulla was asked about his availability and get ready for prime Joe Mazzulla. Listen to this interaction between him and a reporter.
Joe, is Jason a go tonight?
What's he listed as? Listen, it's doubtful.
What was the last day or so like for him? And, you know, was there any progression? And what did you kind of learn about the injury?
He's got a bone bruise. Progression, you know, was, yesterday he was able to do a little bit with the team. Today he was able to get on the court. You know, he'll be day to day. We'll see how he is when he gets here. But, I know he's doing everything he can to put himself in position to play. And he's just going to try to take it day to day.
Who shot? Did somebody shoot his dog today, Hickey? Did somebody shoot his dog?
Some people are at their happiest when they're miserable, and I think we could put Joe Mazzulla in that category.
Oh, my goodness. I'm like, man. Could you imagine if he ever coached Nikola Jokic? Would that not be the most miserable-ass basketball team possible?
I'm just trying to think, because at least Nikola has the horses, right? That's what he looks forward to the most. I guess Mazzulla would look forward to fighting.
So he likes MMA, right?
So, yeah, that's two guys that are, yeah, anything but sunshine and roses in the media press conferences.
I'm thinking about what the before the game, the pregame, the postgame, win, lose. It's just, like, that's the type of thing where you're just like, man, I got to come to work and work with these guys. Imagine being role player. Imagine being a seventh guy on the team, Hickey, like the second guy off the bench. And no disrespect to Peyton Pritchard. Congrats. He won. Hickey, what did he win? Sixth man of the year?
You know it.
So that means he's the number one player coming off the bench on a good team.
That's right. As we discussed yesterday, can't win the sixth man of the year if you're on a bad team.
So if he was on a bad team and he was putting up these same numbers, nobody would care. He'd be Jordan Poole.
That's right. But there's no award for Jordan Poole being a volume scorer on a bad team.
Yeah, you're right about that. You are absolutely right about that. Yeah. Well, anyway, let's hope Joe Mazzulla and Jokic never end up on the same team. That would be They'd have to rename the team Misery, whatever city they're in, Misery, the Oklahoma City Misery, the Denver Misery, the Boston Misery. I'm glad that these guys are in separated by about two different time zones. So, well, there's no Jason Tatum tonight. I think everybody can just kind of shrug their shoulders on that one. Ultimately, the Boston Celtics should still win this series. And if there's one guy who's happy, it might be Peyton Pritchard, the sixth man of the year. And we all know that Brown, yeah, he's going to go out there. Jaylen Brown is going to go out there and try to absolutely lose his mind to get up as many shots as he possibly can. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. We've already had a chat with Mike Golick. Thank you very much. This coming hour, we're going to have a chat with Alan Sliwa to talk about the Los Angeles Lakers, because that is another basketball team. People are counting them out. People are counting them in. The Lakers go high. The Lakers go low. What is Luka doing? What is Reeves doing? Are they big enough? Is Hayes getting dunked on by Anthony Edwards? We're going to have that chat with Alan Sliwa in about 30 minutes. But when we come back, I want to talk about some other drama on the West Coast. This one with the 49ers. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, Infinity Sports Network. Don't move.